108 Houston, radio check.
Clear, Houston.
Okay, fine. How about the telemetry inputs, PCM switch to low, please? Apollo 8, we've completed the third test. We're going into the final test now. PCM switch to high, please. Apollo 8, Houston, we're going to switch uplink to the up voice backup for about 2 minutes, and it may take a few seconds to make the transition, and we'll be back up at 3356 in our normal mode to place the up telemetry data switch to up voice backup at this time. Over. Apollo 8 Houston on backup voice. Okay, fine. Thank you. Apollo 8, let's go back up telemetry data switch to data. Houston. Apollo 8, Houston.
Stand by. I guess we got the 85 foot side voice back now. The noise went away.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Great, Houston. Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, Apollo 8, that completes our comm test. Thanks for your cooperation. And I've got a change here. The NAV sightings that come up at 3420, and we want to change your star a little bit there. Are you ready to copy?
Ready to copy.
Okay, we'd like
ready
to change. Okay, Polly, we'd like to change the NAV sighting as follows. We'd like to use star 26. That's 26. We'd like to make it Earth near horizon for two sets. Then we'd like to take star 16, Earth far horizon, one set. If star 26, Earth near horizon, is not possible, star 16, Earth far horizon, one set, and star 22, Earth far horizon, one set. Over.
Roger, Houston, be advised the CMP is asleep now. I wonder if we can put those on for a while.
Okay, stand by. Apollo 8. Okay, we can put this off. What we will probably need from you is some kind of an estimate of when you think somebody will be available to work on it. And we're working on how much lead time we need now.
Stand by, Winters.
Roger.
Houston, why don't you figure the CMP will sleep around a couple of hours, then the LMP, and then the CDR, up to about 43 hours, equally, over.
Oh, okay.
And we'll start off with the CMP again at about 44.